So 2 weeks ago now, I interviewed the chair of the Global Commission on Drug Policy, Ruth Dreyfuss, about the Commission's most recent report calling for drug regulation over drug prohibition. The first part of the interview discussed what the global drug control stance is right now, and the second part will talk about how realistic the move towards drug regulation is, the status of cannabis globally, and what Switzerland has done in terms of drug regulation. Here is part two. I began by asking whether all states are looking for regulation law reform for drugs.
There is now, I would say, all over the world, countries who try to find practical, pragmatic answers to the problem they are facing. Developing some harm reduction measures, developing new kinds of treatment, and even going some steps toward regulation. More important, perhaps, in the moment now, making bigger steps toward the decriminalization of the consumption. But this is not a movement that receives now the strength to change, really, these conventions. There is a polarization, a very strong divide among the countries. For those who say, well, the cornerstone of all drug policy remains in the three conventions, and the countries who say, okay, perhaps it's not the time now to renegotiate the convention because we wouldn't find a new consensus, but we are responsible for our people. We are responsible for the health and the well-being of the people. So they are inventing new ways, and in 2016 we had a large conference in New York, the General Assembly Special Session on the World Drug Problems, as it was called. And the interesting thing was really that people brought their experience, and they also the civil society brought the experience they have done, and they were just making on to find new solution. And at the end of this conference, the final declaration said, okay, it's not only on reducing or the eradication of the supply, it's not reducing only the consumption, it's not only fighting the criminal organization, it is also a matter of health, of security, of development, of human rights.
Obviously, there's been a lot of movement with the control of cannabis across the globe. What do you have to say about this?
Cannabis is moving, and moving quite fast. We have now two states, Canada, Uruguay. We have six U.S. states that have it for recreational use. We have it for far more for medical use. We have many countries now introducing medical use. Norway is moving.
Could we talk maybe briefly about how the regulations are going to be, or how regulation could be implemented? Maybe a couple of examples. I suppose I wonder about how some people may react to regulation because they may consider that it's supporting drug use or supporting drug users, and that it contradicts the illegality of drug of high risk, harder drugs as they are. And I know that we've talked a little bit about how it's about health and it's about well-being and it's a new area of human rights. But how are these regulations going to be implemented so that everyone can get on board?
Well, I think prevention remains very important. Treatment for those who are really in difficulty is very important. The harm reduction is always something important. I mean, the discussion now to ask if not smoking cigarettes but having this
vaping is
better for health is a question of harm reduction. So that there are a lot of of questions among these three things, and repression will always, three things, I mean, prevention, treatment, and harm reduction, but there will still remain also a part that we call repression. If it is forbidden to sell to children, you have to control that there is no
being sold to children.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that these four pillars, as we call them in my country, will remain and are also present in all regulation models. Now, your question is which kind of rules? Well, it depends about the harm of the product, the potential harm of the product. So,
is that going to be difficult because there's so many products, or is that would there have to be different rules for heroin and different rules for cannabis?
Yeah, I think each country has to choose exactly. Studying the who is consuming, how is consuming, who is producing, what are really the risk, has to find the good solution. And our advice in the report of the Global Commission is to say, let us begin perhaps more cautiously than it will be in the future. Let's be more put more rules, and if it works well, you can lift them
back,
and
yeah.
go back. But the contrary is more difficult, huh?
To
open everything and then
of, yeah.
and then say that you have a lot of problem and come back is not a good way to go in politics. But let's say in one corner you would have cannabis, very close to alcohol and tobacco. On the other side, you would have what we have in Switzerland, medical prescription of heroin. People who really have found a balance of their life consuming heroin shouldn't have the obligation to buy them on the street in the black market. They should receive it under medical prescription.
So that exists in Switzerland, that
exactly.
they can have heroin on medical prescription.
Exactly.
Wow.
On medical prescription, on day, this delivered in day clinic. The people are coming two or three times a day, and they receive what they need, and they know exactly what they need, what is the product. I mean, the product is produced under the supervision of the state.
How has that affected the number of heroin users? Is it upping the number of heroin users?
No, not at all.
Not at all. It's stayed the same.
I would say the contrary.
It's gone down.
Yeah, because I see it because the people who are now consuming heroin in Switzerland are becoming in age. We have very few new consumers.
Why is
and
that? Is that a time
many
thing?
Reasons,
it's not popular anymore.
It's no long. I mean, it's a competition of cocaine
yeah.
who came in the market. But it's also because for these people, this is really what they need. Like a diabetic needs insulin, and they receive it as a normal thing. It's paid by the social insurance, by the and it's a normal kind to treat their addiction.
Wow.
But this is not very sexy, huh?
No.
This doesn't give you
even my own thoughts or anything, it sort of seems crazy that you're, and I suppose that's a wide view that a lot of states would think that's nuts. Giving people
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, but in Switzerland,
but
we had twice to vote about this.
Yeah.
The population had to vote, all citizens.
And they all agreed.
And they accepted.
That's
they
amazing.
Accepted because after 5 years of scientific monitoring, they saw these people were no longer in the street. The people were no longer petty criminals for the need to finance their substance. The people had really also a general condition that was bettering. You have to know how the life is for somebody addicted to heroin, living in the street, consuming, who is trying to find their veins, having abscesses and so on, and having a general condition that is very bad. All these things could be corrected. And I told this morning at a meeting, we have now a beautiful problem, a wonderful problem. These people are getting now so in age that we have to think about how we can bring now the heroin to the nursing institution where they enter. But that's beautiful. These people would have died 20 years ago, 30 years ago without this.
They would have already, yeah. Wow.
So this is a kind of regulation.
That you're thinking about, talking about.
Yeah. So this is perhaps at the other end of a spectrum, because it's heavy, yeah?
Yeah.
Prescription in a special institution and so. But because we thought in that time that heroin is really very harmful, and that perhaps this is a regulation that now, it was good that it was so rigorous at the beginning, also to make it acceptable, and because we didn't know until we had this study exactly how the people will react. But now I think we could perhaps go a little bit with a less rigid regulation. One of the very bad consequences of prohibition is also that we know so little about drugs, that we have no real evidence, that clinical studies were not allowed with any of these substances, so that we are really now fighting in the dark, and we have to put the light in it. And this is also something we can do better if we stop this idea that prohibition is the solution.